So we're holding on the Yudam with Aleph now. Yudam and Yud Arfam with Aleph. We'll be in the, deep in the Sugya of Pchas Nevela. And we know we decided Pchas Nevela is the Nizik. Three psukim for it, that the fact that the animals, the carcass goes down in price after the death is of the Nizik's concern. It's not the Mazik's concern, it's the Nizik's concern. So the Gemara thought we have a machlekes tanoim saying like that, because the Gemara had right at the bottom of Yudam at Beis going on to Yudam Aleph and Aleph, we had a machlekes Amashol and the Tanakame about what the pasuk of your aid means. Come to Tanakame, it means Eidim should come to say he was an oynes. If a Eidim would say that Shem Yisrael was an oynes, he'd be potter. And according to Abishol, the pasuk comes to say a big chiddush. You bring the carcass and you bring it to Beis Din. Obviously, that can't be as payment. That's poshut. You can bring a carcass as payment. It means you bring the carcass and you assess backwards how much it was at the time of death, and the differentiation between the original price and the time of death is the amount that the mazik needs to pay. So obviously, Abishol holds Pchas Nevela, but is the Nizik. And Tanakama, that didn't learn this drosha, must hold Pchas Nevela the Mazik. That was the Cheshvan in the Gemara. So then the Gemara said, look, we have four lines down in the wide lines. In the Yudalev Hamdalev. Look, Tikuli Alme the Nizik. That really, that's not the Machlekes. Tikuli Alme the Nizik. Everyone agrees that the only price you have to pay is the differentiation, the damage that you did, which is the differentiation between how much it was worth when it was alive and how much it was worth when it died. The hocha, the machlokes between Tanakama and Abishol is betoyach nevela komifrigi. They're arguing, this is what Paul was saying the whole time, they're arguing about toyach nevela. Who is obligated to busy himself to take the carcass out of the pit, to move it from the middle of the thoroughfare? Who's meant to be bringing it to basin? Who's involving himself in it? Who's meant to be doing it? Meaning what? Abishol said, Yovi Aduda le basin, you jolly well bring the carcass to basin. What does he mean? Who's obligated to deal with extracting the carcass from the pit? The mazik, Yovi Aduda Basin. He, the mazik, should bring the carcass to basin. And Tanakama didn't dash on that. They hold, no, the mazik doesn't have to do that. Aha. How do I know it? So let's see Rashi. Because if you don't know, there's always Rashi. The Torah Nevela, you see where is Torah Nevela? The first word on the line is Torah Nevela. And it's about 20 lines down. Terech Nevela, third of the way down. Terech Nevela. Lehavi'o mimokim shemeis shom, to bring it from the place where it died there. Abo shol sova. Abo shol holds ala maziko. It's on the mazik. The onus of responsibility is on the mazik. So that's how I know it. I mean, besides maybe in the Gemara, we could have worked it out ourselves, but Rashi said it clearly, that the Pasuk says, you have to read the whole Pasuk, Torif y Torif, Yevi'eu aid. Who brings the aid? Im Torif y Torif, Yevi'eu aid. Hatrefa lo yishan. Who's the Pasuk talking to about? Talking about the Mazik. Im Torif y Torif, it was if it died. Yevi'eu adudo. He should bring the adudo. He should bring the carcass. Then I trade for lo yishayim, then he won't need to pay for the carcass. It's going on the mazik. The mazik is the one who has to involve himself in bringing the carcass. And the Tanakama that didn't darshan that, obviously holds not. Vatanya. Well, how do you read the next word, Vatanya? Is it Vatanya in the question? Or is it Vatanya?
It's Anashayim.
Tanya, we have a brayse like that. Does have a brayse supporting such a idea that Torah Chavila is on the mazik? Tanya, like the brayse says, Achim oimim, minayin sha'al bal haboy, la'alis shoyoimim, boy. How do we know that it's obligated on the bal haboy, the one that caused the damage, to take out the shoy, to get the, to extract the shoy from his pit?
Well, who's
Achim? Achim is the name of a tana.
That's his name?
Achim oimim, yeah. We don't want to call him by his name.
Achim?
No, it's not Ach, it's Achim. It's another time. Achim, Ach is Jemir. Yeah, Ach is Jemir. This is Achirim.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Achim, I once knew, I've forgotten now, but if you want, I can check it up soon.
And it's also, that's not what it was.
Wasn't it the
days?
Huh?
We his name?
For some reason, I don't remember now why. I once knew. Achirim, no, it's referring to a particular Tana called Achirim. Achirim, I mean. Minayin sha'al bal habori lahalos shoyim bori. How do we know that it's on the onus of responsibility is on the bal habori to extract the shoy from his bori? Talmud loyma kesef yoshiv liv olov. Remember that pasuk? If somebody digs a boy, kiyach ish boy, v'chiyif tach ish boy. V'nochol chomtzeich v'shoy v'chomoy, v'al ha-boy yishalim. Kesev yoshiv liv olov. And the pasuk carries on, v'amisi eloi. But this Tana didn't read it like that. It meant, v'al ha-boy yishalim. Kesev yoshiv liv olov. V'amis. The kesev, he has to bring money and he has to bring the corpse, the carcass. That's how he reads it. There's a comma after the word vamis. Kesev yoshiv liv olov vamis. That's how Achirim dashim. So it's very good. That fits in with what we just said in the name of Abba Shol.
Craig, it proves to us that somebody could hold the mazik of his
cross. Right. To bring it.
We would have thought not.
Very good, Arlev. Very good. Very good. Arlev saying that we see from this Gemara that the muskul rishoyim, the way we would think beforehand, is it's the Nizik's problem. I'm going to pay you for your damage. And it's your problem to take out the miss. We have to start finding support for such a thing. No, and I'll prove it to you. Because you've got Vatanya, Achim, such a thing. And that, without that, you wouldn't have known. That's right, indeed. So, the Gemara carries on. So that's what we're holding now. Everyone holds the Nizik. The minute it died, that's how we work out the differentiation of price. Either because that's what Chasavina means. The whole mazik is the differentiation of price. Or because that's you did everything, but you got paid back. That's Rush, right? Places in Rush. But the chiddush of this Abba Shaul is Nachon, you have to pay it back. And it's clearly paid back, but you have to take it out and extract it from the pit. Says the Gemara, I don't
know. He's independent comment something.
Nachon, right? Amalei, Abai Lerovo, Abai Seterovo, I don't understand. Haiter Revele Yedomi. What's the case? What's this big chiddush of Abba Shaul that you have to take out? The mazik is the one who has to extract it. The balabur is the one that has to take it out. What's the case? Give me a case. In the bor it's worth a zuz. Va'agudo shavi arba. Anyone know what the word aguda means? On the banks, right? On the bank of the bor, meaning outside the bor at the top. Va'agudo nami shavi zuzo. On the bank, it's worth a zuz. On four zuz, sorry. I lost the place. Ilema. The beer shami zuz. Va'agudo shavi arba. It's worth four. If that's the mitzvah, which makes sense, right? A carcass in a pit, the chorus will be worth less than a carcass out the pit. So when the mazik takes out the carcass from the pit, what's he basically doing? Making the carcass worth more. So I don't think the Pasuk told me he should do that. Anyone with a bit of financial sense should do that. Why? He's troubling himself for himself. Because if you'd leave it in the pit, how much would you have to pay? The differentiation between how much it was worth when it was alive and how much it's worth now. If you would take it out, then he would be paying the difference between how much it was worth when he died and how much it's worth now, which is less. He would be paying less. So I don't need a posse to tell the mazik to do it. Of course the mazik's going to do it. He's going to be doing it for himself. When he's busying himself, but then Avshetah, he's been troubling himself for himself.
Ask on the Isaac side, what reason does the mazik have to reduce that? By taking it out, what does it mean he's been troubling himself?
The mazik is troubling himself for himself. Because if the mazik picks it up, the mazik's chiyuv to pay is going to be less.
Because it's a higher value.
Because now this carcass is worth more. And he has to pay the difference between how much it was worth and how much it is worth.
That's not cost. The amount that's being invested to raise it up is not involved.
It's the opposite direction of cost.
Okay.
Right? It's going up now in price. So the mazik has to pay the differentiation between the original price and how much it's worth now. So obviously he should involve himself in trying to limit his own damages.
It's worth as much as it can be now. So
he wouldn't have to pay that.
Although the tier code trying to do that might cost him more.
Yeah, obviously we're talking about Kuda. Yeah. The Gemara is saying on Anocha that it's not. Otherwise it wouldn't make sense in the value problem.
That was going to be my question. You know, the tier code not calculating.
Well, it must be, otherwise the value of that animal would be much more. If it costs, I'm understanding that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if in the pit it be one, if the outside pit be four, it must be worth his while and the tircha to take it down.
Saying, in other words, if I spend five to bring out the veiler, so then, and it was one in the pit. So altogether, I now discounted my damage.
Yeah, so then it would make sense. Then, if that would be the materials, then the Gemara wouldn't have a cash.
Right, so the Gemara is not factoring
that. If that would be the materials, you're making up and off of that to materials. The Gemara at least understood that's not materials. Right. So if that would be the materials, then. So freak the Gemara there. Yeah.
And evaluate it. The dead animal at the time of Nisa.
Uh-huh.
So let's say it's one for $1,000, but not the bottom of the pit, it's dead.
Uh-huh.
200. So he will set up and now it's worth 500.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a difference. Doesn't he still own the 800?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this question.
Yeah.
No, this is the best question you could have asked on a Sunday morning at 10:30.
That one.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Go ask the question again.
Great.
Oh, no, you did that.
The cow is worth $1,000 and it falls to the bottom of the pit and dies. Now it's worth $200. We're evaluating at that moment. It's Shas Nisa.
Why are you getting an increase in value?
One second. And so then when you take it up.
He will set up a big deal. He still owns it.
Now I'm going to ask you a question just based on the Hakir, which we learned. That means, what does Chasna Vela mean? If Chasna Vela means that we evaluate the difference between how much it was worth and how much it is now. And that's the damage. I don't owe you a whole animal. I owe you the difference between the original damage and the damage of now. So I could definitely make a case and say, well, if somehow I could make your animal worth more now, so my damage was less?
Yes.
And your question, no question. According to that, if I could somehow make this animal worth more at some stage before we go to Beis Din, I should be able to do that. So then your question is not a question.
Right.
So why am I saying such a good question?
You can't make the damage less, you're paying back a little bit more.
If we learn that Pshat is that it's the first payment,
even without
like Rashi, it's a difference between Rashi and Tisus. David's question is totally on Rashi and Tisus. If you're not like Tisus, the Pchas Avelis Pshat, we have to work out the difference between how much it was worth when it was alive and how much it was worth when it's dead. And that's the damage I need to pay. And that's all the damage I need to pay. I don't need to pay for whole animal. I only need to pay for the damage between what was worth before and what's worth now. So I could definitely make a case and say, well, if I could somehow make your carcass worth more, then the damage I did to you is how between how much it was alive once and how much it's worth now. Now meaning once I've extracted it, and I only have to pay you X amount.
So in fact, this isn't different.
We talked about.
But one second, let me just theorize. But if Shatiz, I need to owe you a whole animal. Just as a chiddush to you, the first payment happened in the pit. So who does that belong to? Who does that carcass belong to? The nizik. If I take the nizik animal and take it out, the carcass, and make it worth more, that's very nice of me. It's not going to make me potter. That's Reb Dovid's question, the fee rush. That's a...
You're kind of to pay the difference, the damage you can make. If it's worth $200, you pick it up, it's worth $500. So no matter how you look at it, if the mazik has now made the nevela worth more, so then even if the original damage was $800, he's now using, he can be paid back, even out of the Tarashi, with the nevela, which is now worth $5.
I don't know if we have to use the word payback. It's possible.
It's showing. He's giving the show back again.
Yeah, I just don't know if we have to use the word payback. Because according to Tosfos, it's not going to do a payback. It's, I have to pay you the difference in damage. Now, obviously, if I can show you that I didn't cause you that much damage, because I've taken it out for you now, and now your animal's still worth more than what you thought it was worth, then the damage I did was less. I don't need to say okay. I did the damage by paying.
So then you're adjusting the amount that needs to be paid.
Right. Okay. And then we understand that if you don't like Rashi, it's very shared. What's the Gemara saying? That b'didek or torech, and if he takes it out, he needs to pay less. Mapitom. If he took it out, it's the mazik. He helped the nizik. Very nice. That's a festive question. Very strong question.
Benefit is for the mazik. Benefit is for the mazik.
Why is it benefit for the mazik?
Because if he takes it out of the poor, he's damaging the nizak less.
No, his damage happened. But he killed the animal.
Killed the animal. So he
first payment was
automatic from the animal's death.
What payment was? How much did he pay?
So if it was $1,000, and now the animal's worth $2, so
he paid $2. $200. What happens if I take your $200 and I now make it into $5? Who's 200 that I make into $5? The nizik's.
Right. Okay.
So why should the mazik get anything left? Pay less because he still owes 800. He's very nice, very kind, and he helped out the nizik.
But I'm not going to pay you for that. The nizik says, you have to pay for
it. He might have a tip for it. But you can't tell me that he's involving himself, and the mazik's involving himself in paying off less. He's taking the nizik's property. And he's improving the nizik, but he owes an whole animal. He owes $1,000, that's what he owes. So he paid off 200, and that 200 belongs to the nizik. Now he does something to the nizik to make the nizik's property better.
The mazik has made the original damage less now.
No. The original damage was $10,000. They got killed. Everything else is $1,000. And he just got, yeah. And he's just done a automatic repayment on the thing that was worth what? 200. And now that thing has gone up in price worth 500. Not going to make any difference to the mazik then. That's Chaval that Reuven's not here. Because Reuven asked this kasha last week. Yeah, Reuven. Here's an example of that. Yeah, that's the kasha. Nochem asked this kasha. He leaves it as it's off here.
The value of the nevela. Is this value?
Who's this? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from?
So, what do you think? Forget about where the nevela is located. The value of the nevela is whatever it is.
Where are you coming from?
Here.
Why should that be?
We said this is
an animal. The carcass is stuck deep down in a pit. Right. Why should it be worth the same amount? A carcass is open and free.
The value of the carcass is this. Is that one's an added benefit to it?
Why fuck? I know you go and buy. If you go on a tiyul and you buy yourself an optic or whatever these ice pops, in the middle of the Golan, it'll be five shekel. Well, maybe you'll be lucky five shekel, 15 shekel, and in the Golan it's 2 shekel. Well, what's the value?
That's where you are.
Depends where you are.
But here. What I'm getting at, though, is that if you hold the value of the nevela constant, but then what the mazik is doing, the mazik is doing, increasing the value. Sort of like if someone goes over in the middle of the night and paints your house, okay, and you're happy with it, okay, or does some work on something and you're happy with it, you have to pay for it.
I disagree with you. It doesn't have the same price. I disagree. It's not like he's doing some benefit to it. The value of a carcass is different in a place where it's more easier accessible. The value of the carcass is different. It's not the same. That's what I'm asking, where you're coming from. You're coming there, saying I'm not wrong. I know where you're coming from. I personally know where you're coming from. I'm coming on you quite big strong because you're coming from the next stage of the Gemara.
Yeah.
And we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
So this conclusion was right. So the bigger question that was asked, but
my question, all of Dovid's question, Gunterash, the Kasaveda means that the animal is worth $10,000 and then it died. The damage done was $10,000. You owe $10,000. The reason why you don't need to pay if the carcass goes down is because the first payment was an automatic payment and that happened at the time of death. And therefore, the payment was $200. And how much was the animal? $10,000. So, okay, it's a great animal. So it went from $10,000 to $200. You need to pay $9,800. That's what you have to do. That's how much you have to. Why? Because you really owe $10,000, but you paid $200. Now, Rav David, okay, so who does the animal, the carcass, belong to? Then is it? If the mazik comes along and takes somebody's property and takes it out of the pit and puts it up on top and makes it worth more, why should that have anything to do with how much the mazik has to pay the nizik? Very nice, he helped out the nizik, but shouldn't affect the amount he has to pay.
Well, what if he allowed it then? What if he allowed it to?
Who would that? Of course, then he's going to have
right.
Very nice of him.
Driving
a benefit. Yeah, so I'll give him a tip.
Pay for it.
I'll pay him something. Not the value of the carcass. I'll pay him something. I'll give him a tip. I'll give him a tip for thank you for your
help.
Here's 100 shekel.
But the whole idea is the idea of the setup. I mean, I agree with what's being said here, but I'm just saying there is a concept of the setup.
I'm not saying this question is not answerable because Rashi definitely has an answer. But the question is the question which we have to enjoy. It's a good question.
Go back to your short question. Oh. If a third party came along and lifted up the cow,
very nice.
Can he give a bill to the nizik?
Could he give a bill to the nizik?
You will be like,
yeah, certain or not, I have to give
it.
Yeah. Certain or not, but if he benefits.
If the partner comes to your house,
it's the most important. Yeah. Right. Asking the same question. Okay, so I'll set the next stage.
Stop, listen, we're going well off the topic. This was the question of David, it's a good question. Let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said that's the Gemara, he didn't understand it. If it's talking about the value of the carcass is different up on the back to on the floor, then the mazik is working for himself. Because by taking it up, he's now made the differentiation between the original damage and the original price, and now is less, and therefore you should have to only pay less. So what's the answer? Says the Gemara, why do I need the apostle? Why do I need the apostle to tell me, Tzerich Nevela, that the mazik is the one that has to take it out? Obviously, anyone with normal sense would do that. Why do I need the apostle for it? Says the Gemara, we need this pasuk for a case where the bevira shah is zuzer in the pit. It's worth one zuz. We need a case where there's no change in price between the carcass in the pit and out the pit. And that's where we need a pasuk to tell me that it's the mazik that has to trouble himself to bring out. If it goes up in value, then obviously the mazik is being terrible for himself. But if it doesn't, if it stays the same, then the mazik doesn't gain by taking it out. But the third thing you have to take
out. And risk of getting people to shout at me. Quick question.
One second, let me just finish off the next line of the Gemara and answer the question. Is there such a thing? Doesn't make sense. How can that be? How can it be that something in the pit is worth one and out of the pit is worth one? How can that be? In, says the Gemara, in, Tahom Inshi, because it's people say, Keshuro b'mosam b'zuzo, a beam of wood, a plank of wood, a beam, B-E-A-M. A beam, a thing that you put in I don't know how Americans call it. Right. We call it a beam. A beam is b'mosso, in town, is worth one zuz. Keshuro b'dabro, a beam in the field, b'zuzo is also worth one zuz. Although you have to transport it from the field to home, it's still only a zuzo. What does that mean exactly? How does that work in commercial world? It has to be certain things have a fixed value. Certain things have a fixed value. This is before the state fixed the price of milk and things like that. There are, in this country, there are things that have a fixed value, but that's because the government subsidizes it. But like milk, everyone has the same price. And therefore, in that case, if we would find a case where a carcass is paid for because it's the carcass, and a beam is paid for because it's a beam, and transportation is on the buyer's, he has to deal with it. But the price of a beam is fixed. Wherever you go, a beam is worth a zuz. Sometimes a person has to transport it, sometimes not. It's always going to be on the nizik to deal with. So on the person that buys it, deal with. So to hear, there's a fixed price for carcasses. That's a fixed price. A carcass is a zuz, whatever the price is, $200. A fixed price for the carcass. You go to a market, you say, I need a carcass, 200 zuz. Where is it? Wherever we find one, you'll be able to get it. If it's further away, you'll have to travel to get to it. But that's the price. The price is a fixed price of 200 zuz. So Mele, says the Gemara, really, there's no difference in price. So why should the mazik have to take it out? That's the chiddush of the posuk. Chiddush of the posuk is that Torah Nevela is on the mazik. The nizik could get the same amount of money in the pit or out of the pit. There's a certain market. People go, so I need carcass. Okay, we'll tell you where to go. You're going to get it. Sometimes you'll find the carcass close to you. Sometimes you'll find the carcass further away, but that's a fixed price.
We just talked about the nevela.
The
price is
depreciating.
It's going
up. No, obviously, yeah.
So what are you passing
for fresh nevela, there's a fixed price. For nevela that's half rotten, there's a fixed price. And for nevela totally rotten, there's also a fixed price. They obviously don't share the same fixed price. A fresh nevela will be $200. Semi-rotten nevela will be $100, and a rotten nevela will be $50. That's the fixed price. Now go and find your fresh nevela. You might find fresh nevela next door. You might find the fresh nevela in the field. You might find the fresh nevela in the pit. But it's a fixed price for the fresh nevela. Whatever it is, that's how much it is. If that fresh nevela no longer is fresh, then the price drops. And then there'll be a fixed price for non-fresh nevela. Right? That's what the... But the nevela, the nevela has a fixed price. And therefore, the nizik doesn't gain by having it taken out. He doesn't gain by having it taken out. And there's a chiddush in the posuk that the mazik has to take it out. So the nevela is on the mazik. That's the chiddush of the posuk. Okay, that's the Gemara.
It's Abishol.
That's Abishol, right, and Achim. Yeah, now it would.
Why
is it need to happen?
Yeah, if it inherently produces no value to the Nisa, produces no value to the Mazik,
right.
It's okay to say.
So first of all, we see here it's exactly the cost of, like Ari Leib said earlier, the Svarab Shut is not like the Muskarish, and what we would have thought is that it's not on the Mazik to take it out. He has to pay for the damage he did, and he paid for it. There's a Chiddush. Now we have to work out what the chiddush is. There's a chiddush that the nizik, that the mazik has to travel himself to take out. I understand that the chiddush is, it's obviously easier for Nizik to sell meat that's readily available than non-readily available. If somebody comes along, there's a fixed price for it, but somebody comes along and says, I'm willing to buy carcass. Where's the carcass? But it's stuck in the ground. Okay, I'll go to the neighbor. He's also got carcass and it's fresh. It's there. I'll be able to get it easier. So it's definitely easier for the Nizik to sell carcass that is readily accessible. And that's the chiddush of the Torah. The Mazik has to make it readily accessible to help the Nizik sell it.
But I guess my question is not on the onus of responsibility. The question is, why do? Meaning, I agree with whatever's being said that it belongs to the Mazik.
No, it belongs to the Nizik. It belongs to the Nizik.
No, I meant on the responsibility.
Responsibility, yeah.
The Tirulez don't affirm.
Yeah.
I understand completely that from what I can imagine, that the Mazik is responsible, it is his responsibility to extract. But what he chooses not to do?
Very good, so the base thing enforces him. The Torah says the Mazik has to do it. What happens if somebody refuses to pay up some? Basically, enforce it. It's your chiv to take it out. Yeah?
Is there anyone who teaches the Gemara in a different way?
No.
Really?
Yeah, there is actually, but it's a
different religion.
A bit further away. Reform as a conservative community. They don't.
To me, it doesn't jive, what I mean. Hashem is about making shalom, right?
Yeah.
It's a big, big issue here that just doesn't jive. Meaning, you have a case right here, the carcass belongs to the Nizak from the time of impact when it was dead.
Right.
And it was worth, it's called $1,000. The carcass was worth $1,000 in the pit, inside the pit.
Okay.
And he's losing out the entire time it's depreciating.
Uh-huh.
And the Mazik is taking his fine time. So, I owe you that difference, but I'm going to take 2 weeks to take it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, I'm causing you, meaning the Nizak, a loss.
Yeah.
So something that's going to cause the Nizak to get really upset and really agitated mm-hmm. by this Mazik taking his time.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay. You're asking good.
The Shem decree situation is going to cause this conflict. It doesn't.
One second, just calm down a little bit. Yeah, I think good. Now, the Ari showing him.
But it's getting worse and worse and worse. What? But if he's paying the full value, it's full value. I don't understand. That's what I'm stuck.
Full value of time of impact.
Full value of time of impact.
He owes him $1,000.
Right. So if it's a $1,000 animal and the animal falls into the pit and it's a $200 value animal, right? Because that means he owes $800 to the Nizak.
Right.
So okay, he owes $800 to the Nizak. Uh-huh. If that animal becomes decrepit and spoiled and rotten. Who cares? You paid the 800. The total value loss has been paid. So what's the issue?
No, it's not. Because now it's going to be $900.
Why?
Because the hezek between the death, when it was alive and death was 800.
Yeah.
And now, since whose job is to take it out?
The mazik. Yeah.
The mazik's gone on saying, I'm putting up my legs for a week.
Okay.
During that time, it's gone down in value.
But he received
$800, right?
Yeah.
Now, but he would like to have $1,000. The way he would get $1,000 is be able to sell his $200 carcass, and then I get $1,000. But now he can't because it's still stuck in the ground, and we'll need the mother to take it out. And if the mother's not coming, he feels it's not coming now, so it won't be. So that's Yossi's on, right?
He's
responsible. No, he's not.
Why is it?
It's Chasna Veda and Nizik.
Okay,
so it's
not. That's
what you can sell.
Why is it called Torah?
No, Chasna Veda means the value went down. Torah means involving itself to take it out.
So how can that sell? Okay, why is it called Torah? If Mazik wants to delay, so he's losing money for the Nizak's because he didn't do the
Tirakat. Right. So it's true, the base will force it,
And if he doesn't do it on time based on sales, you don't hold it all even.
That's a grommet.
Well, this doesn't make
sense. That's a grommet. I took my time, okay. But the damage I did was from the time of death. Everything else was on the nizik. That's Yossi's kasha. I would answer it. Yossi doesn't like it because it doesn't fit in with Stoloy or what the story
is. Mana doesn't make a lot. But surely, if the shore is worth 1,000 and he goes into the pit, total loss, okay? Fine, give him 200 because it was a reduction. 200 now, you owe 800. Okay, no problem. But what, and in what world would the mazik ever owe more than 1,000? We would never owe
not more than 1,000.
Right. So in other words, there's a stopping point. There's a cap.
Yeah. But his question is that the mazik only owes 800.
Okay.
And trouble himself take it out.
Okay, but what if the mazik
refused to take out based on what sits on him and beat him up and he'll take
for
it out?
For what though? For 200? And at the end of the day, so what? In the tier club, costs 200 to take it out, so then you're not going to do it.
Okay.
So then he pays the other 200.
So what happens if somebody's going to do something and he doesn't want to? Basically, it costs him too.
But force him to do what? So then the nizak ends up what is the concept of the damages here? The concept of the damages here is to make the damaged party whole. If that's the case,
no.
It's of course it is.
To make the damaged party, from what amount of damage I have to pay?
From what? Sorry?
The damage I did, you have to pay.
Right.
So what's the damage is $800 I have to pay.
Right, but if the tircha is more than 200, so the tircha is more than what he owes. So let him just pay the 1,000.
Well, he wants to go back his chef.
So then
if he wants to sign the check at all. Okay. Yossi's saying, what would be in this story? Okay. What would be this story? That the animal is worth $200. It costs maybe 100 shekels to take it out. Okay? It's worth $200. It costs 100 shekels to take it out. This the nizik comes up to him and says, please take it out already. It's hot outside, it's gonna go wrong. Yeah, I'll come. I'll come tomorrow. So he starts running to Basin. Basin closed up for the day. Then I have to wait till tomorrow. During the course of the day and the night, there's rats eating everything. By the time the next day comes, the carcass is only worth $200, only worth $100. Eventually, the master comes on and takes it out half rotten piece of meat and says, here it is. Go and sell it. So then if he sells it, he gets $100. The mazik gave him $800. And he lost out by $100. Yossi says, it's not fair. That's Yossi's question. Okay, so the Rosh here says that when we say the tircha of the Neveda is on the mazik, it means the mazik has to pay for it. But the nizik is the one who pulls it out. Mm-hmm. And then it's all fair. Mm-hmm. The nizik will take it out straight away and send the bill to the mazik.
Yes.
From
experience, it's still an issue.
Okay.
They'll say, my cousin would have done it for $50.
With
and
all,
you paid something
with all $50. Interior, there's always going to be
issues.
Okay. Let's just try and focus on the actual. So Yossi was saying that the mazik will take his time to come. Here, there's no risk of taking time. The nizik will take it out. Take it out or hire someone to take it out. The nizik has a vested interest to hurry up. He'll take it out as soon as he can and send a bill to the mazik. So when we say Torah Nevela on the mazik, it doesn't mean the mazik to take it out. It means the mazik to pay for taking it out.
That's what the hamis means.
Hamis, yeah. Bala boy, shalim, he'll pay, not only pay, and also pay for it to be brought to Basin. That's the mazing, the words of the Roshi. V'schar halo, the schar of the paying up, yifre hamazik. The mazik will pay. Okay? Good? Now everyone's happy. Stop. I'm pleased to have made you happy. That's the Gemara. Okay, so now we've got that Gemara, we've got the Gemara now, we've finally reached the end of the Gemara. Finally reached there. The Gemara says, what's the machlokes? Everyone knows Kasavel is the nizik. Meaning if it drops in value after the original death, the carcass drops in value, it's the nizik's responsibility. His loss. Just once the machlokes have a shon, once achem b'machadish does, that the mazik has to pay for it to be taken out. That's all mazik has to do. Has to pay for it to be taken out, and he pays the original damage plus the cost to remove it. So that's how much he has to pay. Okay, good. There's a discussion in the Achrenim. We don't normally add this, but this is just too geschmack to ignore. There's a discussion in the Achrenim. What's the din if somebody takes? This is a story I saw Mamish just last week. I was in Yerushalayim in the middle of the night. It was 11 o'clock, so not so in the middle of the night. And there was a whole bunch of Yerushalmi people standing around a drain.
Standing around?
A drain. You know what a drain is in the Brit, in American? A sewage. Whatever, a place that has, you know, these grates where the rain water all crowding around there, wondering what exactly was going on. And they had a policeman there with a long wire trying to extract something from the canary, the kids' belly or something.
It wasn't a shark.
No, it wasn't. And the kids fell in and they were somehow getting it out. What's the din if somebody takes somebody's keys and throws it in the drain? And now it will cost money to take it out of the drain. Does he need to pay for that damage that he caused?
He threw it on purpose?
Yeah.
Was he
mazik at all? It's sitting there, and the keys are sitting there in the drain.
So it's going back to the mechanism to begin that it belongs to the Torah is the mazik. There is no mazik here.
Right.
How is the
tirfa itself not a man? It's a grom.
What's a grom?
Grom.
You're instituting something that causes a financial harm.
Yeah,
grom.
I called it
gaumi,
maybe.
But if you take somebody's keys and you throw in the ocean,
that's the case. That's the case.
That's the case.
If somebody takes the keys and throws in the ocean, what's that lock in that case?
He's a gaumi.
My lock is it's grom.
It's a grom. It's a gaumi.
Lock is grom.
Bro,
okay.
Okay,
let me just read you out. But before you do that, just quickly run to the secretary and tell her that she turned off the air conditioning and don't put it on because you're getting a bit hot. Well, I need to do it right now.
$2, $3.
No, not even the value of the keys, nothing.
The value of the keys, not the value of.
Not even that.
Not even that.
Not even
the value of the keys. It's in the ocean. I've there.
Hine, says Alochet, okay? In Simon Shin Pei Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Kaim along Kiremeya, we pass on Kiremeya, the Ein, the Doin Dina Dagami. We paskin don't din in the gum. Medavke ba'odom chayiv. Only by a person is chayiv. Din in the gum. Abu behema le kule am a pot. Behema does something, gami am pot. Le pichok. You want to tell us you just turned off again? Le pichok. Hadechev matbea shachaveyoy. Ad sheir liyam. If somebody, person pushes a coin into the sea, chayim, he's chayim. That's if a person does it. But if a if a person takes a coin and throws it into the sea, then he is then he's chayim. Avo pishalei beer. 1 second. לכן הסעיף שתרשיף צחווה חי ושלי. One second. ויש אומרים, says the Ramah, does that make you grow up in his oakim? או פוטו, לכן בדרכף מטבע שחווה פוטו, דוד גרום בן איזוקים. The more paskins, the grom is okin is potter. And that's called grom is okin. That if the fact that an animal, a coin, is in the sea, And it will obviously cost money for scuba diver to take it out. That's the cost.
Scuba dive one thing.
I don't need to pay for that.
I want scuba dive one thing.
One second. No, dude. I want to say first. So I have a coin that's at the bottom of the sea. How much is that coin worth? How much would you pay for the right to use that coin?
Zero.
Next to zero. If you take that coin out of the sea, how much is it going to be worth?
Five.
The value of the coin. And how much does the mazik need to pay?
Nothing.
Mazik, gromim and izokin, there are more paskins. Gromim and izokin. It's called gromim and izokin. It doesn't need to pay. It does not need to pay. It's called gromim and izokin. Your coin is there. I haven't done anything to your coin. If I broke the coin, no. But your coin is there. So there. The coin is there. Then the two. So that's our loch in Shin Pei Vav. Take the ksis. You don't understand that Gemara here. The Gemara said that the animal is worth one zuz in the pit and four zuz out the pit. So he says the Gemara that if it's worth one in and four out, it's obviously worth its while for the mazik to involve himself to take it out. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Question is, why should he take it out? If it's worth four out, then that's how much his damage is. That's how much it was worth. And the damage he did was the amount it was worth when it was alive. So the amount that it's worth when it's out of the pit. And that's all he has to pay. Why should he trouble himself to take it out? The fact that it's in the pit, it's a grow.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Okay, that's the Tzoyis' kasha. Frank the Tzoyis, the Gemara says that why do we need the pasuk to tell me he should take it out? Of course I'll take it out. In the pit is worth one, out of the pit is worth four. So he's going to take it out and all they shouldn't have to pay the full amount. Not true. He anyway doesn't need to pay the full amount because an animal that's worth four out, it's not called damage. The fact it's in the pit further down. It's called a grammar. He shouldn't have to pay. That's excessive cash. This cash of excessive is only a cash of an anaitosis. Tosis told us the pras nevela means you have to pay for the damage. So now we need to work out how much the damage is. Is the damage, it was worth, when it was alive, $10,000. Now in the pit is worth, or $1,000, make that easy, it was $1,000. Now in the pit is worth $200. So we wanted to know how much damage it is. So Gemara was saying, well, if when you take out the pit, it's worth $400, so obviously the mazik will involve himself to take it out in order that he should only have to pay, end of day, damage of $600. So he anyway only has to pay $600. Because if in out the pit is going to be worth $600, the fact that in the pit is worth $100 less is irrelevant. It's just grammar. You shouldn't have to pay for that. That's the choice. Now, if we don't know Rashi says you owe $10,000. You owe $10,000. That's how much you owe. The corpse is a panokadoshi. You owe $10,000. Now you want to get yourself out of paying that $10,000. So obviously you'll do what you can to try and avoid it, you know, try and take it out. So then that's what the Gemara was saying. If you learn that Rashi is very good, he'll take it out in order to make it that the first payment was a higher payment. That's what he's going to be doing. Go back to Dov's question, yeah. But that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That he's going to do it in order that his first payment should be a higher payment, he's going to do it. But the Tzitzis cash is not cash. Obviously, if somebody takes a key or a coin and throws it in the sea, he hasn't done any hezek. The coin and the key are all wholesome. He hasn't done any hezek, so that's grama be'alma. But here, he did do the hezek. What hezek did he do?
He damaged actual physical.
How much hezek did he do?
The
entire $1,000 he did, right? And the only nidin is how to pay back. Am I paying him back with the first payment? So what's the first payment? Is the first payment the 200 or is the first payment the 600? Okay, so he'll get involved himself in doing it into 600. So then the Gemara reads very well. If you don't know Rashi, you understand the Gemara. It's not steer to the Gemara in Shofar. There's a big difference between somebody who's not mazik and somebody who is mazik. Here, in the case of the animal dying, was he? A mazik. How much is he a mazik? $1,000. How much did he pay back? Well, originally it was worth 200, now it's worth 600. Okay, so he paid back now 600. That's how much he paid back. He paid back 600. How did it become a 600? By the mazik involving himself in it. Okay, that's the most question. You don't need a pasuk to tell the mazik to do it. Of course the mazik will do it. We have a topic question, that's a side one. But you don't like tesis. Pshat is you need to work out how much hezek there is. Hezek! Okay. Hezek is defined how much the animal is worth outside the pit. Because everything else is just a gram of balma. The hezek is the man outside. That's why the ksos passed its question. So it's also come to Tosin and come to Rashi. It's all Yusuf. Tov tam v'das. So that's the end of the sugi in the Gemara. And in Rashi, we have a lot of Rashi's here to do. And then we have some Tosin to have a look at. Back to Rashi, Torah Nevela. We did that one. Huh? The half, yeah. Okay.
The half is he put it in a way to get away.
הדרך למטבר של החבר עד שיהיה אליה.
דחף.
אף על פי נו. Now the reason why he spoke about דחף, because if he picked it up, he was already kind of with Zed. That's what he said, אף על פי של הגביר. But it's not about waves. He says because of grammar. That's what the nidden is, because of grammar, not because of waves. Yeah. Okay, so said the Rashi.
Which one?
כבדנף שקטור. No, Vatanya binichusa. Kesev Yoshim with all of Hamis. Mashma, Shaf Hamis, Yoshim with all of. Even the Mis, you have to give back. Vagudo, what's a gudo? Svastan boy, the side of the boy. Bedenavshe Katoach, Verevach Denavshe Kovit. He is just improving his own benefit, his own profit. The Shayim Leile Nizik. The Domi say by taking out, we're now going to assess the value of this item with a higher assessment, and you won't have to pay so much. But Lomli Krodo Amis, why did the apostle to tell me that the Mazik should do it? That the Mazik will do it because he's gaining light, and therefore you don't need the apostle to tell the Mazik to take it out. Why? Well, says Rashi, because Revach then a shaker of it, the Mazik's involving himself in his own profit. The Shayim Leile Nizik, because now we will assess the Nizik, the damaged item, but may say with a higher price. Right? So, therefore, the question is, Lomli Kro, why do you need the apostle of Vahames? The Mazik will do it definitely on his own anyway. Kishor Koyo, Bidava, Besol in a field. Hafagav, Shemachusa, Volleyir, even though transportation costs. Nin Kabizos still has the same fixed price. Okay, that Gemara. Okay, we have a couple of tastes and we have run out of time, unfortunately, and air conditioning. But I want to mention, I'll go very quickly over the tasting on Tuesday, but we should start the Suga Om HaShmuel. Om HaShmuel in Shomin Lo Leganiv until Itme, just after that. So in Shomin Lo Leganiv Lo Leganiv. You see where it's Oma Ule. There's a little Dalit in the Gemara and just the line after that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up from the end we have to go to. From Oma Shmuel till Oma Ule. Okay, that's the next sugya, it's Hashem. About. And Tosim, you've learned already, yeah? You've learned Oma Mirchem. We will be doing the Tosim together again on Tuesday.
All of them?
All of them. Every single thesis, we will be doing the blood already, I'm told. Right? No? Okay. So, thesis from it's at the time. Yashli Mena, Loi Shalem, O, Loi, Yovi, Yovi. Okay? And the Mian Tishlem, I'm just getting you a little bit ahead. It's good for the Chabur to be ahead of the Shid, not to be exactly where the Shid is. So, you should start after you've done the thesis, come over. Oma Shmuel till Oma Ula, Gemara Rashi, Miet Hashem. We will be learning together the tasting that we have not yet seen together, and then start the Suga on Tuesday.
Oma Ula also has a Rav.
Yeah,
yeah.
The
Rav City before that.
Yeah, the Rav City is the end of the previous Gemara.
It is?
Okay.
Okay.